Hey everyone, little quick Friday update for you. The market does seem like it is continuing its rotation out of tech and into more kind of normal cyclical companies, more service-oriented companies, more brick-and-mortar style companies. So we're seeing a rotation out of technology. I guess that makes sense. I think that bodes well. It means people are kind of thinking that the economy is going to open up again, and that things are gonna start being normalized again at some point. So there's a lot of people that are disappointed because the Nasdaq is going down and a lot of tech stocks are going down, but that's how the cookie crumbles. That's how investing is. It's tough. It's a very tough game. And if you've gained a ton over the course of the last year, you have to be okay with giving a little bit of that up. It's not that big of a deal giving a little bit of that up. You still have to make sure you're diversified. You still have to make sure you're prudent. You still have to make sure you're not just speculating, that you know what you're doing. You need to educate yourself. And listening to a podcast like this is one way to do it. Listening to a podcast like this is absolutely a way to do it, a real way to do it. But it's not the only way. It's definitely not the only way because it's too impersonal, right? I don't know you. I'm not talking to you. You have your own idiosyncratic ways of living and your own desires, and you need to invest in a way that's aligned with that, with your own fears and your own hopes. You need to invest in a way that's aligned with your goals. And you need to understand what investing is. Investing isn't just, it's just not about returns. It's about creating a lifestyle for yourself. It's about reducing your fears and building a wall between you and the dark reality of the dark world. And sometimes that doesn't necessarily mean having a lot more money, but it means having a lot more flexibility or a lot more income or a lot more autonomy. So there's a lot of ways you can approach it, and I think you have to be mindful of that. You have to keep that in mind. We should always keep that in mind.